Nicolas Sarkozy became the first president in modern French history to be sent to prison. He was given a 5-year sentence in September for allowing his aides to seek money for a presidential election campaign from the Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. In the end, Mr. Sarkozy served a mere 20 days inside, but that hasn't stopped him writing a 216-page book about his ordeal behind bars. It's called Diary of a Prisoner. Our Paris correspondent Hugh Schofield was at the book launch and told us more.
As a man, a former president, who had no expectation ever in his life of going to prison, it was obviously an extremely harsh, difficult personal experience for him to be deprived of one's liberty like this, especially coming from the kind of stratospheric heights of fame and success that he'd had.
And this is a nasty prison, isn't it? Even though he describes it as being like a budget hotel, this place has got quite a reputation.
It's La Santé prison. It's a very old prison. It's a kind of Victorian era prison. It's been done up recently, so it's not as terrible as it has been in the past, but it is overcrowded, and that is very much part of the picture here. Now, Nicolas Sarkozy was in a special wing and next to cells where there were rapists, dangerous Islamists, and so on, but he never saw them, because when you're in that bit of the prison, you can't see anyone.